Florida Farm Bureau wanted to provide you, our members, with a new way to receive updates. I'm Alex Lucas, Communications Coordinator, and I recently spoke with John Walpoe-Wright, our National Affairs Coordinator at the State Office, about some of the things that Farm Bureau is focusing on.
Well, Florida Farm Bureau has been extraordinarily busy for the past few months in trying to communicate to our members the importance of Florida agriculture in the grand scheme of a whole host of issues. Perhaps the most attention that we've received on the Hill is on disaster relief. When Hurricane Irma hit back in September, it really caused devastation across the board to Florida agriculture. Most attention received was the citrus industry, reducing product on the trees to 50 to 60%. It was incredibly devastating. Mm-hmm. So what we have been trying to work on and communicate to our delegation is the importance of receiving some emergency supplemental funding that goes beyond the scope of the traditional methods, because this was an extraordinary storm that covered the whole state. Mm-hmm.
Another topic of concern is the upcoming Farm Bill. While this greatly impacts farmers, its reach extends far beyond affecting farmers and ranchers across America.
We've seen a gradual expansion of the Farm Bill's sphere of influence. President Zippy Duval, in a recent address, I think at annual convention, said that really there should be a rebranding of the Farm Bill, and it should be called the Food Security Bill rather than the Farm Bill, because that better encapsulates what the Farm Bill is and who it impacts. 20% of the Farm Bill budget goes directly to farm programs, conservation programs that directly assist production agriculture. In fact, the other 80% goes to food assistance, nutrition programs. That has a huge impact, not necessarily on, while it's certainly helpful in sustaining and helping farm production from the consumer side, I don't think people understand that many individuals in our urban settings experience the benefits of the Farm Bill as much, if not more so, than folks in our rural and suburban settings. So the Farm Bill has an extraordinarily vast reach as it compares, I think, to what public perception has of it.
Field to the Hill dates have been set for May 8th through the 10th in Washington, D.C. Registration information will be available soon through the website www.floridafarmbureau.org. This has been your National Affairs Update. I'm Alex Lucas, Florida Farm Bureau.